This is part two of this podcast.
I love movies. I love TV series.
Seem like you know still.
But again, my taste is my taste. Saltburn and Roleplay. But if you want a good like TV show, there's The Consultant. There's a mad scene in The Consultant. Yeah, Mayor of Kingstown. There's if you like army films, there's Lioness Special Ops. Yeah, it's got Zoe. Is it Zoe Saldana?
I don't know. I like Reacher. That's my guy, bro.
What films do you like?
I've seen Reacher.
I like to see me. Yeah, you just got to catch me with something. So, for example, like, yeah. I've got Netflix. Well, my brother. Anyway, I got Netflix there, the ability to watch it. I got Prime, so I just need to catch something more times. Yeah. And I tend to watch stuff. For example, if I just go to Taser's Yard and he puts something on, I'll watch it. And then because of that, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, I'm that kind of person. Same, yeah, yeah.
I'm not like a, I heard this is coming out. Like, let me, nah. But I've got to like go somewhere. Like, I went to cinema and watched Beekeeper. That film's
wavy.
Bad, you know.
I told you.
What? Jason Statham.
It's like his version of John Wick.
But yeah. He is on smoke.
Yeah.
What?
He's always had that role in movies. But that one, I like that one.
But do you know what? He come from far, you know. What's that film called again? The one where he's in back in the day. Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
That was his first film, you know.
Was that the first one?
I think that was one of his first films, yeah. That guy had to took a punt on him. Yeah. I think it was in a film before that, but that was his first like starring role.
Yeah.
And it was a swimmer before that. It was like a diver, like, you know, like Tom Daly.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like a diver, like not Olympic, but like that kind of level.
You could tell he's got appetite for like thrills.
He's always been fit.
Some of the things that he does in movies, I'm just like he does he's the main character in that Meg movie, the one about sharks.
I ain't watching it.
It's gone to Meg 3, bro.
So what film have you watched last then? What have you watched last? What's the last few things that you've watched?
The last few things.
As in like what? Because
I ain't went to cinema in a while.
No, or even on Netflix or Amazon, whatever. Like, what's the last?
Whatever. Thing? Do you know what? You see, one of my favorites. You know, man, I've watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Done that one.
Yeah, I've done it.
I ain't done it properly. You know,
you ain't done it properly.
No.
The thing about Breaking Bad that I didn't like. I just found interesting is how long would I have kept that relationship? That's what I want to know. Like between Walter White and
his missus.
Jesse. Just had a newborn baby in that. Oh, Jesse,
yeah.
Because Jesse, they didn't have a relationship.
Not as in the business relationship that they had. Obviously, before Jesse started going mad because I think Walter did something he didn't like, innit?
Yeah, he couldn't get over it. He started working with the other people without telling my man.
Polo? What's his name? Gustavo?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then remember there was the other guys, the white guys as well. Do you remember them ones?
Which white guys?
You don't remember them man there? Sorry, anyone there watched it. You didn't see it then when they shot and killed.
Oh, the madman.
The madman.
The one with the shirt.
Yeah,
obviously. But what's his name again?
And he took all my man's money. I can't remember. They was there, yo. They was dealing with him bad.
Six seasons of Breaking Bad, you know, so.
That's the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Final end.
It was a long time ago.
It's like
when I was talking to my brethren the other day and she was trying to remind me. She said, oh my God, I just started Game of Thrones. And she's telling me stuff about season two. I'm like,
yeah.
I've got one for you, man.
I never watched that.
That's one of the best shows on TV.
I've never watched it as well.
That's one of the best shows on TV.
Everyone says that.
As you see bare clips on Twitter of the woman blonde hair on the dragon, bro.
See,
that's what I mean.
Do you know how I know Game of Thrones had man in a chokehold? Because when I first watched it, I just saw bare snow. I said, what is this? Turned it off. So I tried to start it. About 3 months later, my group chat's going off. They're staying. I think it used to drop on HBO Sunday night at 2 a.m. But they're staying up. They're skying work to watch this episode that just dropped. I'm like, you can watch it on Monday. But they're scared that they're going to get spoilers on Monday morning, innit? Because everyone, look, you lot can't see that.
No, this is.
I think it's because you got the green in the plants. And
yeah, I don't know what's going on. So when I joined in, brother, it's an hour, some episode probably an hour 10, brother, I'm sitting there watching it. It's cold.
Hey, brother, you might need to watch Kin.
Someone else told me about that.
Brother, you know, you want stuff.
I finished it, bro.
Don't tell me how it ends.
Someone told me
Kin
about that.
Show's just cold.
What's
mad.
On Netflix?
Nah, BBC.
I play. You know
BBC's got bad ones.
That's what Matty was telling me about.
Yeah, Kin, yes. It's about an Irish mob family. Brother, cold. I watched season one.
I can't get
with my... Yeah, sure you can. Which one? This one.
Sorry, bro. You don't know about Kin?
Nah, it's cold.
No, tell him about
my
Kin.
My bridget from Brum. She's the one that told me to watch it.
Do me a favor as well. Just be careful when you're chewing as well on the mic. Yeah.
So we watched it. So imagine she's already watched it. She's already watched it and she's recommended it to me. I think she watched like episode one or two, yeah? She's like, Taser, there's this show. You really got to watch it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm a man that likes to watch things together. So I said, let's just link up and watch it. But we breeze through the first season together, yeah?
Kin.
Yeah, Kin. And then like, free, but it's old. As in the first season was old. I think they just put it on BBC. But then season two's coming out. I think that's why they put it back on BBC, just for people to catch up. Season two dropped, but I blitzed through that in one day. One day, I just sat in my
bed.
Sat in my bed, put that on, but I was going through. But it's sick, it's sick. I like good writing.
That's like Yellowstone.
Good writing, yeah.
Like everyone's story is intertwined. You see Yellowstone, yeah? I didn't understand the sister's gripe with the brother until they showed us. And I'm like, you know what? I hear it.
What's that one?
Yellowstone. It's about a ranch.
Kevin Costner.
But you see, like,
it's like a family that own a massive ranch. Like, but there's like underhanded stuff, like how he got it, how he's keeping it. Other people want the land for other stuff. They're testing the family. And the daughter's kind of like
smoky. She's smoky.
The daughter's smoky, but if she was a boy, she would have been like, she's the dad's favourite anyway. But if she was a boy, the dad would, do you know what I'm saying, if that makes sense? Whereas, yeah. but the boy doesn't handle business properly. But he's the man. It's the dynamic's mad.
It's like Succession. Have you seen that?
No.
Succession is apparently one of the best shows on Sky, yeah? And it's apparently, allegedly, loosely tied in with the Murdoch family. You know the family that own all media? Yeah. When you watch the show, you kind of get why they've associated. You know, like, these men have so much power. Everyone's talking to everyone sideways.
Mm.
But you get it because you have power. He has power. Like, do you know what I mean? And then everyone answers to the dad. The dad is the most powerful man.
Yeah, the big dog.
Every time he enters a room, he's the most powerful man. So no one checks him. But sometimes the son might. And looking at the son like,
are you mad? Yeah, I went to a game like the other day, yeah? there's this two sick games we played. Have you played Paranoid before?
No. What one's that again?
So basically, Paranoid is like, so it's a sick game, bro. So like, there's maybe like a room full of like 10 people. Then I'll be like, I'm going to start it. So I might go up to you and say, yo, Ty, what girl in here would you suck a breast, like just randomly, whatever.
Mm.
So then you look in the room now, then you point at a girl that you would. So if she's paranoid, she will say, I'm paranoid, and you have to tell the whole room what I said. But hopefully, she's not paranoid. Then you just walk up. Then if she said, I'm not paranoid, then now you whisper a question to her about someone in the room. And it just keeps going around like that. But you can only be paranoid twice, then you're out the game. So the whole point of it is that as people are drinking more, people just want to hear shit. And also, people want to see the reaction, innit? Because, for example, if you ask me a mad question, I'm like, So obviously everyone's like, oh shit, what did he say? So now that person now will be like, all right, I'm paranoid. So there's one time where like the girl went up to the guy, said something, then he's like, I'm paranoid. Then the girl's like, so we're like, what did she say? She was like, I was asked what guy in the room I think's got the smallest penis.
Oh,
brother. The way everyone was dying, bro. Me and Rich walked out the room. I said,
so something happened, run that back.
What?
She's gone, I'm paranoid.
So someone said something to her and she goes, oh my God, no, I can't do it. She's going, all right, cool. Then she's pointed at my man. So because she's pointed at my man and done the oh my God before, my man's like, what are you going to say? No, I'm paranoid. I want to hear what's said. So she's like, all right, cool. I was asked who I thought had the smallest penis in the room, and as soon as she said that, people on the floor, bro.
No. Which guy in here do I think has the smallest penis?
Can I come with
you?
Yeah.
I'm going to show her now.
People are dying.
Just disrespectful to them.
But it's not her fault. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's another game which is called Traitors. Have you seen that?
Whose fault is it?
Villager and Traitors. And it's on BBC iPlayer, the program.
Yeah.
But this game is so cold.
Cold, yeah.
So basically what happens is, like, imagine again, there's like 20 people in the room, 10 people, whatever. There's cards. So if it's white at the back, you're a villager. If it's red, you're a traitor. And the aim of the game is for everyone to get all the traitors out of the game. But you don't know who the traitors are. But the traitors know who they are. So for example, as the game starts, the guy who or the girl who's doing the games that will say, everyone put your heads down. Then they'll be like, all right, traitors, put your heads up. So everyone's got their heads down, but the traitors can see. All right, so imagine it's like me, you and Taser, we're the traitors, isn't it? Cool, cool, cool. So we know now.
Wait, hold on.
Ain't that another game?
That's Mafia.
Yeah, but you can call it Traitors as well.
Oh, okay, cool. But Traitors on TV is different. That's not how you play. Oh,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
You can call it Mafia or you call it Traitors. So now, we're the Traitors, but we know. No one else knows. So we put our heads down. As the game's starting now, everyone's like, who do we think's a traitor? So now, for example, we're the Traitors. So now, if a man does something, we will say, for example, nah, look, he's a traitor, bro. Look at the way man's talking to you. Nah. We make people think it's other people and it's not us. Because the aim of the game is at the end where we stay.
Yeah, that's Mafia. That's what.
Cold game, bro. It's cold.
That's what Chunks and that do on the YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, oh, is it?
What? That's how these men are racking up views. They're playing Mafia.
100. Oh, sorry. Yeah. We should do that, bro. But I'm telling you, the game's cold, bro. Because the thing is, you know what it is, yeah? Now you start like looking at body language.
Yeah, now you start picking looking up at, other things.
Bro, it's
certain
mad.
Man's leg shaking.
Yeah, but you got to be sassy with it.
You start looking at her, like you're thinking, you've been too quiet this game. Why you been so quiet?
But you see me though, I always like, I've played that game a few times, yeah? And I don't know what it is about me, but bruv, even though I'm not the Mafia, people always think I'm the fuck.
Because you're a person of interest.
It's your eyes though. You look shifty, man.
How do I look shifty?
Nah, it's a person of interest.
Are you mad?
Them man heard
how
the Audi.
Man
heard, that's how I would have got you. That's how I would have got you, though.
Them man heard the Audi. Them man heard the Audi story, bro.
Nah, I'm just saying that.
He took off. Yeah, he heard the Audi. He said, "You see this guy here?"
But that's what I got.
Something else getting on.
Me, Rich, and Matty were there. They were saying it was from the beginning. It was, I think it's Rich, Marv, or Matty. I'm like,
because you got our bridges.
No, because do you know what it is? Sometimes when you come into a room with a bit of energy, or you're like a person of interest in the room, people just automatically look at you and be like, "You must be." I'm like, do you know how the game works?
Well, let me show you the other side of it, though. Because you see me, I'm a very observant person. And see, from young, I'm onto the people that are, like, quiet and around me.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, even from school, I've always been like that. And I feel bad now because some people just ain't really confident. Not everyone's loud. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. But because I've always kind of been that character, when someone's sitting around me, like, if there was someone sitting here and they're just on a
shifty too.
I'm like, what's wrong, Jagger? Good. I'm bringing him out of that shell quickly because I'm like, you're dodgy. So as you just said, bro, it's like some people got a big energy and a big character. So you watch them, you take notice of them. But then I'm watching the people that, do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm
those
watching
games
the other
are,
ones
those
as well.
Games are sick with
too,
like big.
Some people are too quiet. So you'll
but
be like, why?
But see how you played it on the weekend, yeah? I think essentially what Chunks and that do is just have cameras. They just filmed the whole thing. And then
the
whole
thing in the studio.
So what they do, I don't know if you lot did this, what they do is, so for example, us four playing, yeah? You might be, you vote in it. So you might say, I think Mafia's tie.
Mafia's tie.
So then Ty has to do a forfeit first.
Okay.
Because he's been voted out. And then he reveals whether he's traitor or village.
We just done a reveal.
So yeah, I think the whole point of them doing the forfeit was for the engagement on YouTube.
Yeah, of course.
And
uncomfortable.
Yeah. But that's what they do. So then you go in the room, you see man do the forfeit, and then obviously they have a card. So I think everyone who's a Mafia has a blackjack, and then everyone else has a queen or something like that. So obviously when he reveals his card, everyone's like, oh, snap. Because you might have been sitting there thinking the whole time he was a villager. These times he's a traitor.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so now you're thrown off because you're like, the way I was looking at my man, you've looked at everyone else like that. Now you've got to change your whole strategy in the next round.
But the way we played it as well was everyone had a chance to speak about
who they were.
No, who they believed it was and why. So because at the beginning, everyone was just, rah, you couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah.
So after a while, we're like, no. Just go around the room before we vote. Just everyone have a conversation like who you think it is and why. So I'll be like, listen, I believe it's you because you've done this, nothing personal. I just believe it's you. You just got to give the room that so everyone can do it.
Mm.
And then you vote.
Sometimes you might vote and he just throws you off because you might have explained your stance a lot better. So I'm like, I don't think it's you.
Yeah.
But even though I chose you when we went round, but now that it's my time to vote, I might just choose Marv.
And also,
I like that element of it.
Yeah, and you also realize how powerful a speech is, bro. Because there's times where like someone will say
something.
I have
a dream.
Brother, and the moment someone has a speech,
I'll be like, think about it like this.
People are like, you know what? Because you will see, once people start voting, remember, there's a lot of people that are not sure. Some people are sure, but some people are like, the moment you give that speech, the Donald Trump thing,
yeah,
at the rally, people are like, I'm going with Marv. Whoever Marv says, I'm going with him.
By the way, speaking of games, I'm scrolling on Twitter as you do, and I see someone post this saying, ooh, this is a game that I want to play. So it's a card game. So to give context, I have a friend, Matthew, I've mentioned him many times. He developed a game during lockdown called Bottoms Up. It's like a drinking game. And then he developed an X-rated version. So off the back of the X-rated version, I've seen a lot of X-rated version cards in it. But some people are just horny, bro.
Yeah.
Look at this card game. I don't know what it's called, but these are, I'm going to read out 12 cards. Let me finish all of them before you interject,
So, one second. Let me get the soundboard.
All right, cool.
Drinking game.
Yeah. Cool. So, this is 12 cards out of the pack, The first card on this picture, it's a tweet, it's not me. Do something with your partner that you've been fantasizing about or drink. So, imagine you're in a room, let's say you're in a room of 10 people. 5 guys, 5 girls. It's a drink up.
Your partner.
Yeah, but which one's your partner now?
No. It depends on who's in the room. Let's say you're just 5 men, invited 5 gal or 6 gal over, drink ups going in, a little, you get me? And then everything's vibes in. Cool. Second card, have your partner spit directly into your mouth, or drink.
Stunned. Mad.
Undress each other without using your hands or drink. Have your partner drip hot wax onto your body or drink.
Wow.
Where are you going to get hot wax at a party randomly?
You got to prepare for this.
You would have read the card.
Whoever's hosting. Whoever bought them cards. Yeah.
This one spun me. Urinate on your partner or drink.
What? it's bedtime.
That's mad.
Next one. What? Play the next 3 rounds whilst using a sex toy or drink. I would have been drunk by now,
Wait. I'm drunk.
But what kind of party is this?
Brother, next 6 cards.
6 or, more.
All players.
You'd have got dig out long time before.
No. This one. These cards. You see this one here, I would have left the room. All the players must put a hand down your underwear for 2 minutes or drink twice. But I'm drinking twice, bro.
Yeah, of course.
No, down your own underwear.
Yes.
That's calm, though.
All the players.
What do you mean?
Man them too.
Wait, what's going on?
No.
You're saying I put my hands on my own.
No, all players must put a hand down your underwear.
Wasted.
Next one. Next card. This whole one is mad. Masturbate in front of all players or drink. Next one. Blindfold all players, guide them to a part of your body and have them guess what it is. If they guess it wrong, they must drink.
This game is
it's too horny, brother.
No, it's not even too horny. This game is fluid.
This game is fluid.
I said the geese.
This game is fluid because this is not like a go to the woman in the room or go to the man.
Go
in
to
room.
Anyone. Like,
this is volvic. This is water. It's fluid, bro.
Perform a nude catwalk for your audience or a drink.
What these brethren's in the room or what?
Seductively kiss all players below their waist or drink.
That's
the cover, man.
Give me a break. All players, you know.
Hey, what would you do if your man starts moving towards you? You're like, brother.
Bro, you're fighting now. Game's done.
Last card,
A bit of a sticky one.
Last
still.
One. You must kiss, lick, suck all players' toes or drink.
Done.
But
finished.
I'll be out of it.
I'll have been out already.
This you card mad. Game. Who designed
man
this card
toes
game?
Toes now. Nah.
Would you suck, have you ever sucked a girl's toes before?
Nah. Tried to. Couldn't do it.
What's the maddest thing you lot have seen at a drink up?
A drink up?
Like, as in back in the day when you used to go to like them drink ups. Because we don't do that.
Guy were dirt though back in the day. I feel like them days.
We don't need those stories. Nah, just something mad.
It was more fun. Them days, them drink ups were more fun.
Yeah, but I mean
it was more like a skanking thing. As in like, you get to the part where the party's jumping, Once the living room light gets turned off, hey, vibes, blood. When the light's on, no one's really...
Everyone's warming.
Yeah. Once it gets to the 1 a.m.,
once the light's off now, it's
and
like
someone
everyone...
just goes, oh, Nelly, it's getting hot in here, blood.
It's getting hot.
But just... What'd you do
at a drink up, yeah, for example, where you had your eye on a girl, yeah, but one brother's just chatting to her.
I hate that stuff.
Can't read the room, can't read the energy.
You see me, I get eyes with her.
Yeah, but you don't want to step in and say, my man,
no,
like...
I don't step in.
That's what I'm saying.
I just want to... The moment I get eyes with her and she looks at me and I look at her and then I kind of... I might do the...
No! I like that. Yeah. Nah, to shake your hands.
That's cheeky though. Imagine you were the brother talking to her.
Yeah,
I know.
And her eyes are doing this.
Yeah?
You're thinking, what are you looking at? Are you looking like you see Mark over there? Like,
like, oh, you got to do that one, like.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, wrap it up, man. Or you just say, like,
hey, this one, Mark. This one.
We do the miles on Fubi Fellas.
Shoot number.
Come on.
I said the teachers outside. Oh, you know, you're outside the classroom.
Come, teach not on that, man.
Nah, that is peak.
You know what I'm saying? That's annoying, man. All I do is, if I look at the girl who looks at me and she's not interested, then I know already. But you see girls, there'll be times when girls, like, they want to be saved. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know? You walk past a girl talking and she's like...
But how do you save her, though? This brother's obviously...
Yeah, girls are now brothers' work. Because I could be able to get beat up because of you. But walks up there, yeah, excuse me. Oh, man, I can't see my talking to your brother.
You know what, though? I think I've done that.
Where are you from, brother?
Oh, God.
If I've done that,
you're on your own, babes. You're on your
own. The funny thing is, I think I can say it publicly. I don't go to parties that girls are hosting. Because girls will invite bare man from different ends. I somehow expect everyone to just mesh together.
Yeah.
Because of you. Eight man in there want to sleep with you, you know.
But you know what's mad? The man them know bare girls.
Sure.
So when man them, we have a party, there's bare girls. You know what I'm saying? So I get why girls would know bare man.
No, it's not
about... But where are your friends?
They don't have bare friends
because
like that.
Man them, it's going to still be bare man. Like if you have a birthday, you have a birthday. You know bare girls, you're going to invite girls. But you're going to have your immediate man them, secondary man them you know of, they're going to tell. So...
That behave around girls.
So the ratio should be quite healthy. There should be probably more girls.
Yeah.
But when you go to a girl, it's like there's her, a best friend, a cousin, one other girl,
maybe nine men.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You walk in, the party's not jumping. And then you know the funny thing about that party makes me laugh is that they're always trying to have a good time in the middle. One or two of them dancing, bare space around them. Oh, love you.
Bare man's holding different corners.
Man's in the kitchen, hold on to your bottle like, nah, I don't even open this bottle I brought.
And you might even get one girl to teach you to the kitchen. Taser, why are you and your boys being just mingle? Mingle with who?
Yeah.
I don't know these dons. What are you talking about? Mingle. I remember on my birthday, funny enough, it was during COVID. Shouldn't have done it, but I had a little gathering by the next door neighbour. The way he snitched on, man, everyone shook in it. But these girls cut to a yard in Stratford. They're like, oh, Taser, might as well pull up. Said to Clement, yo, you want to go to? He's like, yeah, why not? But I get there, there's like seven different groups of men, and there's only like three or four girls, and they stayed in the bedroom for like the first hour. So there's just bare man in the living room, just looking at each other, twiddling thumbs. I see a man guy on his phone. I see an ex-man twiddling thumbs. I said to my boy, yo, I need to go grab something from the car. As we left to walk towards my car, there's a girl outside with two girls. Like, oh, you coming in? I said, yeah. When my car went home. What is that? Nah, the numbers was during COVID. I said, nah, I'm all right, man.
Oh my days. Them times there, man, just wanted the little vibes though.
There was bare vibes during the thing.
There was though, innit?
Nah, it was because no one was.
I feel
doing
like
that.
I didn't go to as much as I should have, man.
I can't lie. Right. See, during lockdown though, listen, you tell someone come to your yard, brother, they're pulling.
What are you saying? Pulling up.
Brother,
no, I still at my mum's them times. I can't even do them.
What people are forgetting during lockdown, certain people still got paid.
That was a mad time, you know. People could actually save a pretty penny.
Bro, so you're still getting full pay, you're not doing nothing.
Yeah, it's mad.
It was a different time.
Different time.
You're hitting the roads, there's no traffic. I remember I got to Keith's in Kent in like half an hour. I'm like, what?
Sometimes you're in your car, you're thinking, I should even be out. It's not like a petrol station. Yeah. I see police pull up. I'm like,
you're the one car on the road for time,
brother.
Yeah,
But to be fair, when Gal sent their postcode, freeze.
Man said, go on again. Not inside. Go on again. Do a double E one. You know, let me ask you some questions here, because I think in terms of Chelsea, yeah. Quickly, yeah. You know when people like name a legend and you say, like, for example, if I say John Terry or this person, you got to name who you think's a legend, innit? In terms of, and you got to keep on that name. So for example, if I say John Terry, you say, or Makalele, John Terry. If I say John Terry, Lampard, alright, Lampard. You got to, you get what I'm saying? You seen that game, yeah?
Nah, but we'll run it anyway. Cool. We'll
alright, so John Terry or Didier Drogba?
Oh, one of them ones.
Yeah. No, but as in, who's more? Who's the biggest legend for Chelsea? As in, like, we're going to end on one name.
Well, I prefer what Chelsea fans.
It's got to be what you prefer.
Do you know
what I prefer?
Yeah. Or do you want to take the first of Liverpool? Then is it easier that way?
No, I'll go.
All right, let me start. Joe Cole or Michael Essien?
Essien.
So you're going to stay on Essien now? So, Essien or John Terry?
John Terry, still. All right. I can't lie.
John Terry or Ashley Cole?
Ooh, brother. Ashley Cole.
Raw.
I'm going to stick with John Terry still.
Sure, yeah.
He was better. Yeah, he was.
John Terry or Gianfranco Zola?
As a defender, yeah, of course.
John Terry or Zola?
I'm going to stick with John Terry. Because Zola, thing. Do you know why? Because Zola, mum was like a real baby them times.
Oh, okay, I hear that.
He was a baller, though.
There's but I know he was cold, though. And I've looked back
one
on
one volley
videos
that came to
like,
mind. He just bounced in the... Do you remember? Yeah.
What year was that?
I don't know the year, bro.
See, if you don't know, then...
No, but I'm not a football man like that. Man can do
the year, month, the
time
it was.
I can't do that. Semi-final. Yeah, it was in store. Yeah, I can't do that. All
right, then. John Terry or Didier Drogba?
Drogba.
Didier Drogba or Eden Hazard?
Hazard.
Mad. Hazard or Lampard?
Hazard.
Hazard or Robin?
Hazard.
Mad. Hazard or Hasselbank?
Hazard.
That's it. That's your Chelsea legend.
Has anyone got
That's your Chelsea legend.
Has anyone got a harder shot than Hasselbank?
I ain't got a clue, blood, but he's the way he used to bang was different.
Bro. Hasselbank.
He gets his laces behind the ball, yeah. You better move out of the way,
brother. And the thing is, there's no backlift. Like, you know, like when a man hits the ball, sometimes the leg has to be back here to strike.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one goal he scored against Arsenal when he was playing for Leeds, yeah. But the ball was behind past Manninger before he even dived. Bang. Then it goes. I swear, but go on YouTube and just put Arsenal versus Leeds, Hasselbank goal, Manninger. The keeper didn't have a clue, blood. I'm like, I'm looking at Sky's balls like, what?
Like, there's one brother in my school, I think his name was, I don't know if it was Nasser. I can't remember his name. Sorry, my bro, if I've forgotten your name, yeah. But anyone who went to my school will know, yeah. There was this, I think it was, I'll say Asian, I don't know where he was from, yeah. Bro, if he done this, yeah, like, he found space.
It's mad.
Home. If you're a keeper, get out of the way. Even if you had gloves, get out of the way. The way he used to put his laces behind the ball, yeah, everyone. Like, as a defender, you're putting your shoulder in the way. Because if that hits you, stinging. He always used to do it. Never used to let him get space. What we used to do now is used to make him, like, go back up far. So if he's shooting from, like, midfield or defence, you're not getting this in, bro.
Let me do your one, Taze. Let me do Liverpool then.
Hang on.
Sammy Hippier or Peter Beardsley?
See, I'm going to get cooked for this because I remember Peter Beardsley, but I prefer Hippier. All
right, cool. Hippier or John Barnes?
For football? John Barnes.
John Barnes or Jamie Carragher?
Carragher.
What?
From what I remember.
No problem. Carragher or Torres?
Torres.
Robbie Fowler or Torres?
Robbie Fowler.
Steve McManaman or Robbie Fowler?
Like Steve McManaman was silky, but Fowler.
Michael Owen or Fowler?
Fowler.
Steven Gerrard or Fowler?
Gerrard.
Mo Salah or Gerrard?
He's taking a piss, but Mo Salah, man. Mo Salah's the guy, bro.
Mo Salah or Virgil van Dijk?
Oh my God.
Mad.
If I had to pick, I'd pick Mo Salah.
Mo Salah or Mane?
Mo Salah.
Mo Salah or Alisson?
Mo Salah.
Mo Salah or Firmino?
Mo Salah.
That's your Liverpool goal?
Yeah, Mo Salah. Don't get me wrong, the other thing is you mentioned a code.
I know, but you can always tell someone's Liverpool or you can always tell someone's goat because when you start naming big players, they're not hearing you. Like Eden Hazard is most Chelsea's.
What are you reading it off, by the way? Because I want to do yours with Arsenal. Is it straightforward or did you
I just jigged it because I know some of the players as well. One sec.
What did you type?
I'll give it to you. Yeah, you can do this one. But the only thing is, not all the players are there.
I can throw some in there, no?
Yeah, you can throw some in there. So if you scroll up, down, you'll see some of them. But then you don't start on like the big name people. You just start on like, see what I'm saying? Remember, you got Bearman, you got Overmars, you got Haleb, you got Rosinski, you got Adebayor, you got Bearman. But for some reason, they're not all there. Fabregas, you got Nasri. Yeah,
some of these my own.
Even Rosinski.
Yeah, yeah.
Fabregas or Ray Parlour?
Fabregas.
Fabregas or Martin Keown?
Fabregas.
Fabregas or Saul Campbell?
I'm going to get cooked for this. Saul Campbell.
Okay. Saul Campbell or Mark Overmars?
It was Overmars wasn't there long enough. Like, he was a baller, but Saul Campbell.
Saul Campbell or Patrick Vieira?
Vieira.
Okay. Patrick Vieira or Robert Pires?
That's a madness. Vieira still, though.
Okay, Patrick Vieira or Dennis Bergkamp?
Patrick Vieira. What's the question? Wait, oh.
I say we.
Patrick Vieira or Bergkamp? Bergkamp.
Okay. Dennis Bergkamp or Ian Wright?
It's got to be Uncle Ian still.
Okay.
The reason I support Arsenal.
Okay. Uncle Ian or David Seaman?
Uncle Ian.
All right. Uncle Ian or Thierry Henry?
Ooh.
Sorry, Uncle Ian. It's got to be Henry, blood.
Yeah, I thought you said it's going to be... You're right.
No.
Yeah. Why though? Why? Can I ask you why?
Henry's the greatest Arsenal player ever. Like, he was like Ian Wright on steroids. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ian Wright made me support Arsenal. Ian Wright was so sick that... In them times with black players, yeah, it's weird. You couldn't associate with other black players because they just scored and they just acted a particular way, whereas... Uncle Ian was doing the bogle, bruv. He'll score a goal. Man's doing this. Like, you know, like, as a kid, you're looking at it thinking, this is wavy. So you associated and connected straight away with Ian Wright as a kid, as in like, yo. I told you, I supported Liverpool when I was younger, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I was younger, because in terms of black people in the UK, a lot of people supported Liverpool because of John Barnes.
Yeah, I think that's why my dad supported him.
So... And they were the most successful club in it. So a lot of black people. That's why you can kind of tell people's ages by the teams they support. So Chelsea tends to be like a younger supporter. Liverpool tends to be older more times. Arsenal is in the middle. Arsenal, Man United are kind of in the middle-ish.
They got both.
You know what I'm saying? But Liverpool tends to be... There are some younger ones, but it's normally people's older brothers or their dads or their uncles.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Because of my dad.
So I supported Liverpool, but then I saw Arsenal playing, I saw Ian Wright, and then that was it, bro. That was my team from then. I was like, this dude.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Whoever this dude that's my team, bro.
Can I just throw it out there? Whoever's listening, please, somehow, can you get us a contact? Ian Wright. Ian Wright needs to come and sit on the sofa, man.
100%.
Yeah, at least just him and Marv have a chat.
It's true still.
He fucks with the coach. I know he knows about free shots.
Of course he knows.
About, do you know what I mean?
100%. Ian Wright is the guy, bro. I'm telling
Uncle
you,
Ian, man. Pull up, man. Yeah. Come 100%, on, man.
And he was a six cracker as well, you know? And that's what I'm saying. Even the whole England conversation. You know, Wright, there was a point in time when he was like, obviously after Shearer, but he was like a prolific striker, but he never really got a chance because they'd rather play Sheringham or they'd rather play someone else. You know what I'm saying? So... If Ian Wright said, I don't want to play for England, would he have been within his right to say, no, you man ain't picking me. I don't want to go.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what's right, what's wrong?
I just think the old school
mentality
versus the new gen. I think that's what's happening here with the whole Ben
White. I feel like there's that, but I feel like people are funny when it comes to like, it's choice, isn't it?
Yeah,
this country, like, it's choice. Why are we going to pick and choose what you choose to do? Yeah. I'm not even going to go into too much detail, but if you're smart, you'll know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In certain departments, people's got their choice.
Yeah.
Whether they want to be male, female, whatever it is, you've got your choice.
That's mad. I understood everything you said.
It's dope.
You know what I'm saying?
That context is sick because...
But how come when man want to play football or go to the army or wherever, man, there's no choice?
No choice, yeah.
Or man ain't got... what are we doing here?
And also, you got to understand that the new gen, they're as much as people don't like it, they're more woke. So he's probably looking as like, what country am I playing for?
I don't think it's even that. I just think he's in the vibe of, I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't want to play. Because when people don't realise, when it comes to football,
when you're saying
he might want his downtime.
He's a man that doesn't even need...
Yeah. Imagine you're like a family man. Imagine you just like to relax. And also, people don't realise, the premiership's grueling, bro. Man's playing... People looking like this, imagine you've got a missus or you've got a child or whatever. Every day, you're training. Then if you're playing away... If you're playing for Arsenal and you're playing Liverpool, you go on the Friday night. You're there till Saturday. You might probably stay over on Saturday, come back on Sunday. So technically, your loved one, you're not really seeing your family. Mm. Then now the season ends. I mean, you've got maybe a break from football for like one or 2 weeks. I've got to go on international duty and link up with the England team. Then I'm there. I'm not seeing my family again. Or I'm not seeing my missus again. Or like, people, it's taxing, you know. Man's just saying, I don't want to do it.
And also, you might not have a relationship with your international team.
Yeah.
The way you have it with your national team. People forget that as well. Chemistry is a very big thing.
You mean your domestic team, you mean?
Domestic team, sorry. Yeah. Is national the correct?
National is England's a national team.
What?
National is England, isn't it?
National. International is like...
Oh, sorry.
Away from England.
Sorry.
National's UK.
Sorry. You might not have the same relationship. So as much as like Ben White might be cool with like Saka and Rice.
Bellingham.
But I'm saying he might be cool with Saka and Rice because they play for Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
When he now goes to England, he might not gel well with the rest. You know what I'm saying? So might be that too. Yeah, this is the man that's already highlighted that he doesn't like football.
I'm not going to lie, I've never heard a footballer say that.
Yeah,
same.
I don't like football.
And be good.
Apparently, I think he got into football late. I think he got into football when he was like 12 or something, or 13 or something.
That's late.
Yeah. As in, remember, you're supposed to be playing in school. He wasn't on it. Apparently, he didn't like football. But he just started playing it and he was really good.
Football's cold, you know. There's been times I've been sitting with like a girl, and they're just like, what are you not talking about? Cool. Made her watch a couple of YouTube videos just explaining it. And then when she now watches it, it's like, oh, I get it now. It just looks like this bare man running off the old ball.
No, but you see with girls, when they watch like an international tournament, like the World Cup, bare girls are like, you know what, Marv,
AFCON, AFCON, whoever was the cameraman, brother, let me give them a round.
Yeah, some of the things
when
in the stands.
When they were cutting away,
I wanted to fly there.
Yeah, I know.
He said,
I remember he said, he goes, yeah, I think I might go. Where was it again?
Ivory Coast.
He goes, I might go Ivory Coast. I said, for what? AFCON. I said, yeah. A couple of men flew out there.
Bro, and the team lost.
Couple of men in Matea.
Come flew out there, the team lost. It's mental. What? But I'm not going to lie, if I flew out there and Nigeria lost that final, I'm fuming. You see me, when my team loses, brother.
But Liverpool lost
finals,
and I had to go R&B. My head was hot, bro. Because I was in the hotel, everyone's gone to check the venue, bought food. I'm like, nah, you mad.
It was a nasty loss as well.
Brother. But do you know what it was? For me, it was typical Liverpool. Yeah. Do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of you when you was talking about the rivalry.
Okay.
United didn't turn up like it was a normal game. They're like, rivals.
That's what I'm saying to KG. Like,
Rashford ain't played like that all season. Come on, man. What's my man's name again in the middle? He got called up for England today.
Oh, Maynooth.
Brother. What? But when he came off for Eriksen, I said, what are you lot doing?
No, but Eriksen played well when he came
off. But in my mind, I was just like, rah, like, you lot are really taking him off now. Cool. But the game was sick, though.
But you
good games.
You've been riding your luck, though.
You what?
You've been riding your luck a bit recently.
Yeah, but we got like 8 man injured. I know.
Even against Chelsea, that final, you shouldn't have won that final.
Brother, I know.
But Chelsea should have won that, bro. Chelsea were peppering your goal. Gallagher couldn't score.
The only fear that I have with Liverpool, you see the starting 11. I'm not really concerned about the players. Like, whoever Klopp trusts in, cool. It's the keeper, blood.
Your keeper's cold.
No, blood.
What?
That man there say...
Nah, he's not. They're number, they're number two. Bad boy.
Listen, what I'm saying. He's been performing. He's not Alisson. There's certain goals. If Alisson was in goal, brother, you're not sniffing the net, bro. You're not sniffing the net. I'm telling you, you're not sniffing the net.
You must keep playing
games. He stepped up because Alisson ain't there. But brother, if it was Alisson.
But Keller is the best number two in the league.
Number two.
No, no, but and even they said it in that game. They were like, he's the best number two. Well, there's Ramsdale as well, but it's arguable. But in terms of number twos, clear. Like him and Ramsdale best. Because you know, like most teams, if that number one keeper's gone, you're panicking.
Yeah.
United.
My man still sits there, you know. I always see him whenever they go to the bench. Adrian, that's our third keeper.
Yeah.
But he used to be number two, innit?
Yeah.
He don't even get a sniff no more. Yeah, obviously, yeah. If my man gets injured, he probably would. But I'm just saying, the confidence, ask any Liverpool fan, the confidence that we have when Alisson is on the team sheet, it's not the same when we see Keller. Yeah, he can perform. Alisson's a different gravy, bro. It's like seeing, it's like when I used to see Matip. I'm like, oh, I'm not too sure, blood. Yeah. Or Gomez, for example. If I see Van Dijk, even now, if you see my group chat right now, their man are like, I can't wait for Trent to get back. I'm like, big man, Bradley's got this. I'm telling you. Trent can chill, recover properly. Yeah. Bradley's got this, but sometimes Klopp don't start him.
Nah, you don't.
We'll put Gomez there.
Nah. Why though? Why does he put my man on first?
Do you know? Sometimes, like it's like Marv said. Sometimes it might be confidence. Sometimes it might be experience. But sometimes it's when you, in my opinion, when you're a young footballer, missing one game is a lot. Mm. It's a lot. So I'm saying. So when Bradley's like holding bench because he's decided to put Gomez right back, or I'm saying it's just like. But I like Bradley. He's a young baller, but he's cold. And Clark is another one.
Yeah, but the thing is, what you're failing to understand here is that I think I forgot his name, man, from Culture Camps. What's his name again?
Culture Camps. His name's Culture Camps.
That's what the podcast is called, though.
No, his name is Culture Camps, bro.
I swear.
What?
No, but I thought that was like, that's like saying my name's Free Shot Tequila.
No, Culture Camps is his name.
That's what the podcast ain't the podcast.
No, it depends what pod he floats on different pods.
He's got a podcast with the other like Arab looking dude.
Oh, Doctor Sport Media post that a lot. I don't know what the name of the podcast is though. Ain't it the United Stand?
Can't remember. All right, the Culture Camp was talking about. I'm gonna digress in a minute. Kind of a couple of girls must be like, oh my god, football, what's going on? But talking about Trent, and Trent is your system. Now people don't realize that, bro. Like. People don't realize how important Trent is to Liverpool's play in general. Like, so you can have Bradley as a right back, which is sick, but he doesn't offer, not in a rude way, a fifth of what Trent offers. Because remember, Trent can get a ball, yeah, from here and go, boom. Next minute,
Nunes is running.
Whoever's on the left wing is one on one with the right back.
Yeah.
He's going boom and Salah through. Doing this.
Can't chew.
But bear in mind.
You can't pay for that.
But bear in mind, I said Bradley over Gomez. I didn't say Trent.
No, but you're saying. But,
I said Trent injured, so he's playing Bradley.
Yeah, but you're saying, but I'm saying Bradley's got this. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
but,
for now.
Yeah, I get that. But what I'm saying is, Trent, bro, like people don't. The thing is, I've had to watch him a few times. I'm like, you know what? People don't rate this dude enough.
Nah, they do. Because like do you know what it is? When he has a bad day. And defensively, but I've seen him let Martinelli run past.
Yeah, but Martinelli is Martinelli though.
And but you've let him run past.
Yeah, but Martinelli
and Konate's had to run from where he is to come back you. I hear that, but when Martinelli clocked, I can done out Trent. He kept doing it. And it's like, when are we going to identify that this is a problem?
Yeah, but sometimes...
Saka's chilling, you know. You might have went even pinging the ball to Saka, you know. You might have like, nah, let's terrorize this side.
Chilling.
And I'm like, yo, at some point they're gonna get a chance and score. Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, do you know what?
Funny,
it is what it is, man.
I'm gonna ask you some this or that questions, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's get some of these. Playlists or podcasts?
Playlist.
Pork or beef?
Beef. Nah.
Come on.
Canada.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Summer or winter?
Summer, innit?
Text or call?
Cool.
New phone or new clothes?
New clothes.
Driver or passenger?
Driver.
Comedy or horror?
Comedy.
Dine in or dine out?
Dine out.
Movies or TV shows?
Movies.
Love or money?
Money, man. I'm joking. Love, obviously love. Family, my close ones.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
TikTok or Instagram?
Ooh, that's a hard one, isn't it? But yeah, Instagram. Even though it should be a TikTok thing, isn't it?
Let's see. House or apartment?
House.
Boiled egg or fried egg?
Fried. Love a scramble. Scramble, yeah.
Introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
Samsung or iPhone?
iPhone.
That wasn't. Boat or plane?
Plane.
Coffee or tea?
Tea. Milk and two sugars.
Custard or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Wings, flat or what's the other one?
Drums.
Yeah, drum or flat.
I used to be a drummer, you know, but it's a flat one now.
Drum's the best one, man.
You saying drum?
Yeah, man. What? Drum all day. Because it's like a mini chicken leg.
There's more meat.
Yo. Yes, more meat.
But the flavor, though. You see the flavor one?
It's the little. The flavor. The two legs. You got to like.
You can put your tongue between them.
Man. But the other ones. The flat ones are getting crazy.
I see certain man getting mad in the chicken shop. Hey, big man, make sure they're all drums.
Certain man are getting mad, yeah.
Batman or Superman?
I used to be like that. I even know, you know. Batman.
Why?
Because this is on some G shit. Black whip, black outfit, big yard. Yeah, is this on some unruly business? You know what I'm trying to say? See my man's whip and he's got the motorbike with it as well.
The bike was nice.
Tires, got guns coming up. Like, yeah, Batman's different.
Yeah, that's what you would have been on. Saw the feds at the top of the road. Yeah.
I thought it was Batman, you know.
I thought I was.
I thought it was Tyrone, you know.
The traffic lights. No.
Days, that's a
what
joke.
You got coming out, though, before we wrap up? You working on anything right now?
Yeah, bro. Obviously, you're going to see a lot more content. Obviously, I've been at a long break from the social, so I've got some YouTube bits, some bits for the TikTok, some bits for the Instagram. So, yeah, man, you're going to see, and obviously I'm working on a big project. Can't go into too much detail.
Yeah, I know the well. Ones. I know the
way
one.
To film that, so.
But look out for that, man. One, yeah.
I like Tado. Anytime I see him, man, it's always, you know, there's certain, there's like the, it's weird though, because I can't call him a new gen, because you've been around for a minute.
Yeah, you know, like I get
the,
you though.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I get you
like,
though.
Because you know, like some of the new gen that you see, yeah, you're like, you're new because you've just not started, but like, I can tell you're young and whatever, but. You've been around for a minute. Even that Ruin It. That's old, you know.
Yeah. It's old.
It's old.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
how old is it actually?
That's like over at least 4 years ago now.
2020?
4 years. Yeah, 2020, 2021. So
was it your car that you got into?
Yeah.
Why did you start doing the whole jump in the car and then rant? Like what started it? Like why was it not in your yard? Or why was it always just in the car?
I don't know, you know, because I think people kind of made it a thing, do you know what I'm trying to say? So I kind of took it on.
Okay.
Where's your car video? Automatically in my head, I could have done the same thing anywhere in the bathroom.
I think it's the way you entered and exited.
Yeah,
certain people started making it a thing. So I'm like, raw, even when I lost my license for the driving thing, I'm doing mad things. I'm trying to borrow people's cars just to do a car video. And it's like, bro, I could do the same content anywhere. Yeah. But that's what happens when you overthink. Don't need to overthink. Just do it.
But you know what it is?
Like, as long as you get the message.
You know, in socials, you've only got like a limited time to get people's attention.
Yes.
So the thing is, you've got people's attention already, because the moment you get into the car, people are like, yes, another rant. So if you do it somewhere else now, it's new. So people have to get used to that again.
Used to it again.
Whereas when I'm looking at the video, when I see the black puffer jacket and I see man get into the car, I'm like, yeah, I know what's going to happen. There's a rant coming.
Yeah.
So I think people like their creature, the habit in it. They want to see, same with Harry, when Harry was on the stairs.
Yeah.
People get ready for Harry to, the moment he's doing the...
Do you know what's mad? When Harry, when obviously Harry started elevating and doing more brand work and working with footballers, like doing what he wanted to do, yeah, he let go of the stairs video, innit?
Yeah.
You know, it was girls that was messaging me that, why doesn't he do the stairs videos no more? I'm like, raw. Like, you never know who's watching.
You never know who's a fan of you.
And when I say girls, I'm talking about like, girls who don't even really talk about sex like that. But you know, when he's doing the mad thing, they like that. They like, you know what? I hear what he's saying.
It's playful.
Yeah, it's sick.
Even the way he used to do the whole, and at the end, he'll just dive off. He'll just go, hey, Harry's dumb, you know.
Harry's cold. Harry's cold. Harry's one of our greatest exports. I can't lie. Like, talent wise, like how he started and where he is now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. 100%.
Yeah, he changed.
And you know what's sick as well? To like seeing people's journey.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I like. So seeing Harry's journey, seeing Modi Comedian's journey. I'm saying, even seeing Spex's journey now, you can see
crazy.
It.
Crazy. No, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, them are doing good, man. Man,
Spex is,
man, I'm kidding.
See what Spex did the other day? He sent a video into
Big Brother.
Big Brother. So he spoke about ZZ. But I'm just saying, like, from Sky Sports to Big Brother, like, he's going to be on TV. And no one, brother, he went on Sky Sports and his age was unknown.
Yeah.
He got away. His vision was -77.
This is too funny, you know.
Spex, and the thing about Spex, yeah, people don't realize, yeah. That's
him. He's not like, putting
like
it
you,
on.
Like you talk to him and then you don't know whether he's being serious or not. Like you bump into Specs, you'll be talking to him and he'll say something and you're like, wait, you being serious?
Bro, I was at a Mad Jammer party, yeah.
Bro.
And we looked and there was a girl that walked past. She looked good. Do you know what I mean? Specs whispered in my ear, he goes, brother, even if she was a man, I'd still be.
So I'm saying.
But she's not a man, though. You don't need to say that.
Yeah.
She looks good. Yeah. But he said that, and he said it with a. He's looking at me. He's just a sting, bro. I'm looking at him like,
what?
I said, you know, I'm going to say this one day. He goes, say it. No one's going to believe you. No one's going to believe what I just said,
bro. Specs is like, he says stuff seriously, though. Serious, bro. I was driving in Central on like a back road, you know, bro. Like a back road. There's no reason to go on this road. Man, see Specs just walking. I was like, bro, do you want to lift? He's like, nah, man, I'm good. I'm like, this guy, this is a vest. This is a string vest. It's walking. I said, yeah. Man, I'm like, Specs, you know.
Specs is too funny.
Hey, he's the best, bro. I can't lie.
Specs, you got PK. You got so many people doing their thing. You can see guys are doing it, man.
You
know what I'm saying? Which is good, now. Which I like as well. So it's dope, man.
And it's going to keep growing as well. You get me? Got the new, younger generation to me as well coming up.
Yeah.
Who's one that you can shed light on? Or a couple of names? They're going to message you. Like, oh, I love for that tie.
I like my man, the one.
I got Ugly Ands.
Ugly Ands.
Ugly Ands. You don't know about Ugly Ands?
Nah. Or maybe by face, because there's a lot of
these. He made the Magnum song. Not song.
No.
We got some of them coming next week still. Some of the young gen next week. Three of them.
There's a couple, man.
It's in the notes. Do you know I like the brother who dresses up like Michael Jackson?
Oh, who's that? Watson.
Is it Watson? He does bare like
music videos.
Yeah,
in his
TikTok videos, like he's just cracking joke.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this.
And he's got a cat. Yeah,
but that's good though. I will touch on that. I think that's a good thing still. Like even though you said. I've been around for a few years now.
Yeah.
You said that, like, I'm new. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm new, but I've still been there for a while. But I like that.
I think it's because you, like, not that you're young, but, like, you're young, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's kind of like, I still look at you like the next gen, as in, like, you're young.
Yeah,
but then I'm like, I've known about you. You know, there's certain footballers, like, for example, Fabregas was in the league because he made his debut at, like, 16. Man's 21.
Yeah.
Been in the Prem for 5 years. So you're like, you're under 21, but you've been there for 5 years.
Yeah. Mm,
do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's kind of like that.
It's like Chip.
Nah, of course.
Yeah.
Chip's been around for time, you know.
And he's not even that old.
He's not even that old. Do you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's true. 100%.
Oh, yeah, Chip's someone else that needs to come and sit down.
Shout out Chip, man.
I know he's anti. I feel like this is me speaking. This is not Chip speaking. This is me speaking. I feel like he was misunderstood for a minute, so he didn't want to do pods.
He didn't want
people to kind of look into what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But now I think he's ready. He knows what he's saying. He knows who he is. So when he comes to sit down, no one's tricking him out of his position.
I think
he's ready.
And I don't think he was in a. Not, I can't say not.
He's in a better place now.
Yeah, I don't think he was in a good place then, because you know, like people murmurs of people talking rubbish about him and whatever. But now it's like Chip's kind of solidified in the game in terms of like. There's no pressure on him to make an album.
Yeah,
no pressure on him to do that.
He's comfy.
He's proved who he is, so he doesn't have to. Do you know what I'm saying?
He's someone that I want to come on. And
did you see him on Thingy on Chunks of Phillies one when he was doing and explaining and with the jars?
Nah,
brother, hilarious, bro.
Oh, I need to watch it.
It was like what? You know that someone like someone old African man or old West Indian man and explaining something to you, like, bro, you could have done this way simpler, bro. But man's like, you see this jar. Imagine this jar being the rapper, yeah? Then this jar is the new rapper. But then this jar here is another old rapper. But these man don't like this man. So now, when this man's comfy to talk, but then if these man, they're not comfortable to talk about this man. So and you can see Philly's like...
What are you talking about?
I get what you're saying, but it could have been done so much easier. All right, it's hilarious, bro.
Who's free man? Before we wrap up, who's free man that you want to come on the pod?
Free man?
Forward onto the pod, sorry. Because like, if LV was sitting there, the lava he would have gave, man, would have been crazy.
The free...
Yeah, come on the pod.
Crazy.
With the lava. But you man ain't too bad still. I think you man skipped past a lot still.
No, but nothing was said though.
Nah, I mean, there was a couple things still. But you see, because man's respecting thing, I'm like, you know what? Let me keep it professional. No, if you say anything.
Even bro, did you catch some?
I caught a few bullets.
Which one?
No one ain't saying that.
After that, yo, like twice.
Yeah, but what did you catch
under my breath?
No, what did you catch?
Did I say something?
No.
I know it weren't me.
No, I know. I said it intentionally because he's dying.
You said
he's
crazy.
Yeah, he's living it.
I'm like, oh.
I said it, but he. What did he say?
Maybe it's his headphones, but I didn't hear anyone say anything, so I kind of brushed it over as well.
No. I said two. There's two that I can account for.
What can you remember you said?
The drums. And then how much meat is left on his chicken. Yeah, so he died again.
That's the one that he said, innit?
Yeah. But I said that on purpose.
And then bro said something as well, like something about certain man being fit. I was like, hold on, I didn't hear that one. He said they're fit. I was like, hold on, slow down, you better move.
What's going on?
Come on, mate, give me a break.
See, I told you it was you.
Wow, I own my one.
Wait, who's three people?
It's crazy.
Right now, not like all timers, just like right now, what's happening? I know my three already. That's why I asked.
I'm surprised you man didn't get in my man. Obviously, I don't know if it's still what's his name again. The Mizzy, he was going on a few bits.
There's nothing to say.
Nah, do you know?
I know.
Nah, do you know about this thing? Is here when he came out? Like, I think I spoke to someone. I think I said to him, like, come on, like, let's have a conversation. But I wanted to bring him on more on a vibe of like. Big brother thing. As in like, I hear what you're doing, but bro.
I don't hear what you're doing.
No. As in, I hear what you're trying to do in terms of do something or be someone, but it's not the right way you're going about it. I just want to speak to him in general. Just see where your head's at. Like, why are you doing it? Because remember, I thought it was an old video and you're not going to continue doing it. But he's still doing stuff anyway. Yeah. So when I spoke to him, they were like, I think it was like, yes, he's his manager. I said, all right, cool. Come down, whatever. They were like, you're going to pay for his cab. So I was like, alright, well, yeah, I'll pay for the cab. Like, no problem. Like, it's what it is, man. Whatever. He was like, okay, I'll get back to you, but no one get back to me. And then I think he messaged me a couple of days after. I said, oh, allow me, man. It's alright, man.
So he's your free then?
Because that Tuesday was done. My free. Like, you go first, because I can't think.
Chip is one.
Yeah.
Scraps.
Yeah, that would be a good
I
one.
Think Scraps would be a good episode. And then.
Yeah, Scraps is cool, man. That's Scraps.
Who was the third one? The third one in mind. Do you know who's one I want to get on? Yeah, but I just feel like it's later down the line because I don't think she does podcasts. But if she did, I would love to speak to her just about her journey. Yeah, Melissa's Wardrobe. Because there's certain things that she's obviously I follow her. I'm bridges with her, so I certain think there's certain moments that she's had that she would just post on her story, and all her fans would be like, "Oh my god, great!" But she hasn't spoken about it. So I'm trying to say, like, how did you get there? What did you do? What's it called? What problems did you face? How did you overcome them? I think her story would be nice. Do you know what I mean? But I just don't know if it's here now or later. But she's someone I'm just throwing it out there. Anyone who's listening that knows her, just DM her. Taser mentioned you. She'll message me. Like, Taser, why the fuck are you talking about me? Those are the three for me right now. And obviously the debate ones, like. Philly's always said he wants to come on. It's just a matter of fact, we just don't message him. But Philly is someone that will forward soon. Chunks hears how we heal him up all the time. Yeah, I mean, sick, but man. Yeah, one day.
100%.
And then obviously, like the Young Bucks, like you said, we've got three. I don't know. I ain't seen but
you'll see when they come.
Hopefully next week. See, you just done it again.
You see when they come.
The only reason I'm saying it is because his reaction, right?
Nah, because
it's... I can't.
Yeah,
dropped that one.
The man need to grab, man. The man need to grab, man.
Yeah, you can't say nothing anymore.
Brother.
No, it's crazy.
No, you can, but you just got to say it in a way, man.
Yeah, but it is a bit too much. It is a bit too much.
Who's
going to
forward next week?
What's the worst one you've heard?
I was in the chicken shop the other week or something. And then the shopkeeper said, what flavour drink do you want? I was like, mango. My boy was like, what, you're drinking mango? Can't drink mango. I'm like, come on, mango.
Come on.
You know what I'm trying to say?
What's man supposed to call it? Galgo.
I was in a rave one time. A man said, yo, I don't deal with heart male. I deal with she male. Everyone said, wait, hold on. You realize what you just said?
Man said she, bro. Man said transgender, yeah?
Bro, it's too much. You. Man said much, you can't say almonds. Almonds.
Oh, almonds.
You said you can't
Ooh,
say
man.
That. Ooh,
man.
Oh, allow it, man. Brother. No. If it's the word, I get it, but that's a reach, man.
It's a reach.
That's a big
certain
reach.
Certain times it's a bit. That's would a you big... say, obviously you can't say, would you call alcohol the beverage? Sweet juice. Is it? Mixed drink. That's it.
What?
I ain't saying.
I lie, man. What's going on here?
No, but what's I don't know what you're referring to.
The shaker.
Oh.
What?
You have to tell for the fans. You get me? You gotta tell them, bro. None of you man gotta tell the audio people what we're talking about.
Something tells.
What, you can't say it?
Because of.
Yeah, but you've been ordering them though. What are you talking about?
Man, they've been drinking and juicing.
A man said that I'm being immature. Now you can't say what you drank yesterday.
What did I drink that yesterday?
What are you talking about? You didn't have a strawberry daiquiri yesterday.
Like, no, this little lychee.
a young mango. Mango.
Yeah.
You went on. Wow. We're talking about them, blood. But I don't know.
What do you call it? Mixed drink?
Mixed juice.
Yeah, you lot are taking it too far, man.
It's crazy. You can't say anything, innit?
Say that in the barbershop. They're frying you, bro. It's
frying
you. Mom's not cutting hair. All the clippers get turned off. What do you say, boy?
Yellow fruit as well. You can't say other ones. Yellow fruit.
Beginning with B.
You can't say banana.
Hey, yo.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, you can't stand.
Hey, yo.
What? You can't say banana.
And again,
you're saying it better.
No, because I don't understand.
Because
the word.
Man is free
wait,
off
wait,
the
wait,
word.
Wait, 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 wait. The word.
What, you can't say, don't even
no, no,
say
but
it.
It's the word. What it represents.
Everything.
What it looks
the
like.
Word, how it looks, the shape, everything
yeah,
about it.
If we say to someone like, yeah.
No, Jeff,
why are you listening to what he's saying?
No, I'm just.
You don't
eat one before you go to gym. How do you
that
even,
is crazy.
How do you even eat one?
Yeah.
No,
because
you know.
Brother, that is crazy.
He's even like, he's slicing it. He's not doing that. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm allergic to potassium,
sorry.
Hey,
no.
Hey,
nah,
you're moving
that
bad.
That is
funny.
So we can't say that no more?
Can't say that. It's done still. I don't know if I can't even think of any more on the top of my head.
Who's my three? My three would be...
Realistic ones, by the way. Don't say Drake or Kevin Hart or something.
Maybe Kano. But Uncle Ian was there already.
Oh yeah.
He says crap's ready. Maybe Rich. I'm trying to think Potter might be another one. Potter Paper would be a dope one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think we can make Potter happen, you know. I met him his label.
I think Potter would be a cold one.
And I met his manager at his listening party. So
even Twin. Twin's another one would be a very good convo.
I think Twin.
But Twin don't want to come on because he's very behind the scenes and but.
You don't want to what?
Oh. This dude was firing banana from the
bananas,
hip.
Okay, you know
from
what?
Listeners. Like
you
a cowboy,
wait,
bro.
Wait, you
now, having
no,
fun
no.
with it today.
No.
Calm.
Hey, wait.
Don't do
hey.
What? Hey. What are you talking about?
Hey. Nah, you took it far.
You went to the kidney. The man is trying to get me, you know. That's the right.
We're having fun with you, bro.
What are we talking about? We're enjoying. You get me? We're enjoying today.
What?
You might not really talk about certain things and do. We're breaking the rules, you know what?
Let's let the listeners know.
You are moving.
Oh my God. So you wanted to draw me out?
Is Taser saying banana? Marvin saying, come on. Or Ty saying, having fun with it. Which one's worse? Make that the poll. Let the listeners decide. Let the listeners decide, man.
I know I'm clean. No. My one's clean,
he said,
man.
We're having fun with it. As in, plural.
With what, though? With what? We're sitting here having a conversation. With what? Oh, grow up, man. That's What's going on?
You can't even say grow up, man. Say banana, then.
Say banana, man.
Oh, man.
You got me, man.
It's good, my people, man. Where are you guys? Your handle and stuff.
Yeah, love, bro. Thank you, man.
Yeah, obviously, my handle, TY_Logan300. Ty Logan. Don't ruin it. We're doing it. Come on, man. Love every time. You're going to catch me around there again.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
You feel me?
With the big project you're working on, once it's out and it's
about... Yeah. Come out and promotion and...
And you know what it is? You know the pod as well. Once you become...
regular.
Yeah, once you come on the pod once and whatever, anytime you want to forward onto the pod again.
You said come already, so it's fine. Just let
just let a man know and then that's it. Put it in the diary. 100%.
Nah, appreciate it, man.
Obviously, I know I felt like it was like a bit of a, but you know, this guy.
Come man, spoke to you. You're flying out. Yeah, I knew it was going to be a mess anyway, but
you made it happen.
Anyway, yeah, we got there. We get there. We're good. Yeah, man.
Oof. It's been a long day, man.
Yeah.
Got an hour left of my birthday, you know.
Mad, man, mad. What you saying for the last hour? You trying to squeeze in?
I'm trying to, but
what are you trying to do? What's the plan, my bro?
Brother, you know me, I'm going to my yard.
You saying, own time, bed. We saying, just wait.
I said, delivery. I was trying to figure out which restaurant, you get me? what cuisine?
Uber Cheeks.
I like Uber Cheeks. Oh my God. I don't work today.
You got this guy called, are you? Bruh,
what's going on here? Are you dumb rep? What's going on?
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.